Good evening, everyone. I'm Johnny Tsunami, and this is Planet Pacololo, a less taboo view. And for those of you who don't know, Pacololo is Hawaiian slang for crazy tobacco. But we're trying to take the crazy out of cannabis by talking to people who are either enthusiasts, lovers, or professionals trying to get into the space, most of all advocates who want to educate and proliferate this beautiful plant amongst the stars. What an intro today. And guess what? I am here today with Christian Varis, my friend from college, 20 years. Christian.
No government names.
No government
names. It's cool. I'm good.
It's too late now. But we also call him something else. And actually, you can find him on Instagram as Christian Pacololo.
Did you want to find any weed stuff on there? Just cars.
You will not find any weed stuff on there. You will find cars. Very nice car. What cars do you have again?
Audi RS4 and GTS Porsche 997.2. Lovely whip.
Do they have names?
No. I just keep them clean. That's it.
So here we go. Fun fact. Today's episode is special because my man here, for over 20 years being my friend, we grew up together through college and then moved on from there. And there was one guy who I always said, yo, somebody's going to go and they're going to leave the East Coast, because Christian is from the East Coast, such as myself.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
East Side. New Jersey.
It would be this guy to go to Hawaii. And in November?
What?
Did you go in November?
September. Last September.
We're hitting a year.
About a year.
He's been in the lovely Aloha State.
It's been a good time.
Tell me a little bit of what it's like currently in the state of Hawaii.
In terms of what?
That's a good question. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. It's lovely. Hawaii is lovely.
Do they have a lot of crime?
They have. Everybody's got crime. It's got its fair share of petty things and this and that, but... it's just like every other city.
I heard someone had told me that Mayor Giuliani had actually paid a whole bunch of bums to fly out to Hawaii, paid for their tickets. Is there a lot of homeless? I think there's a decent amount of homelessness.
There's a good amount of homeless, and there's also a good amount of houseless.
Houseless? What do you mean by that?
As in they work, they have jobs, but Hawaii just becomes so expensive. You can't afford a home, or they're in a position to buy one.
So a lot of rental, you mean?
There's a good amount of rentals, but I mean, like, as in people who, they just don't have the shot to get into a house.
Well, I guess one of the, three kinds of people in Hawaii, not three kinds, but if I was going to, you've got the wealthier people that aren't from the island, then you have the natives or Polynesian people of the island, and then you also have the Asian community.
It's a big melting pot. It's got everybody. Everybody's there.
But it's an island, so real estate is very tight.
Tight and expensive. And hard to come by.
You know there's a Planet Pacololo in Hawaii?
I did not know that.
It's a medical, but it's not open anymore.
There's a few medical shops. You see them around.
Have you ever been in one?
No. I don't have a card.
How do you obtain your Pacololo?
Can I say that?
I mean, you could say, you don't say guy's name.
No, it falls out of the sky, man.
Is it from the Dole plantation or whatever?
Yeah, it comes out of pineapples.
It grows right out of the pineapple. Pineapple Kush.
It's very friendly in terms of marijuana. I mean, it's still illegal, but.
Well, it's medical.
In terms of carrying it around, there's no recreational.
There's no rec yet.
We said, I know. I mean, I'm not 100% up on Hawaii laws. I haven't really followed many laws.
What do you do when you're in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now, currently in Hawaii right now?
Detailing, car detailing.
Detailing, but you're working on the crib too.
I had to do a lot of work on the home when we purchase it. But, you know, slowly, surely, it's getting there. Prices are a little high on materials now, but it's almost there, you know. It's been a process working by myself, and then I got, like, some helpers and some guys that are, like, pretty solid. They taught me a lot of stuff because I didn't know what I was doing.
Hawaiian guys?
Oh, local guys. They're very friendly, helpful. I mean, they taught me a lot of stuff, man. Otherwise, you know, I would have been, like, running around in circles.
Yeah, and then you said, what'd you pay for that house?
It's about $400 around the time.
That's not bad.
No.
But now you flip it, you make some money on it, so obviously...
Well, that's a risky business, because you flip it, you don't know if you can get into another home.
Duly noted. So, duly noted.
It's kind of like, you know, I'm not the kind who can just buy a house and sell it right away. You know, like, it would have to be a part where it's enough money where I can afford something else in Hawaii. Otherwise, I'm out.
The mentality, see, that's the island mentality, I think.
What?
The do not over, you know, not minimalism. I don't know. Maybe I call it minimalism.
I mean,
conservation of energy, so to speak.
I guess that's like two totally different things, right?
yes. But I think still to learn and build your own house, like I did it with my house back in, oh my God, over 10 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, man.
And we sold it, and unfortunately they had a little accident at the house, but flood and whatnot. Well, that's another thing over there. But everything's mountainous, so you don't really have to worry about flooding, right?
I mean, there's, you know...
Depending on where you are, I guess.
It's... Anything can happen, but, you know, you have mountains, so you can have mudslides. Obviously, tsunamis. Johnny Tsunami. But, you know, it's an island in the middle of nowhere, so if something goes wrong, it can be real bad.
You see, I'll point this out to our listeners right now. Look how laid back he is. He's like, what am I going to tell you about why, you know?
I mean, from what I've learned, you know? I'm still a Jersey boy.
It's but it's like sunsets like this, though.
I'm still rocking New Jersey plates in Hawaii.
Jersey boys. Jersey boys, baby. Jersey boys. But.
Represent.
You left and you went to Hawaii. So which is better? Living out west or living out on the island life? Or is it? Right. Come on, man. We were city kids. We would go driving in the car all up on the west side. You know, smoking L's, and then
New Jersey.
Go get food.
I love New Jersey in the summer. It's great. I mean, it's a lovely place to be.
Not even New Jersey, New York. I'm saying the metro
just
area.
This little area, you know, yes. This little tri-state area here.
Beautiful.
But I don't think I can ever move back.
Big words, folks. It's big words.
It's a different life. I'm not saying it's a better life, but. You don't need as much as you need here.
Price of living is very high here.
Yeah, you have property taxes too. Those things suck. I don't want to pay those.
So what are you saying? What's the deal in Hawaii?
They're lower, a lot lower.
Oh, okay.
Like,
what the fuck? Like low. Property taxes.
Super low.
Price of living in this area is super duper high. I would agree. But... So what are you saying, though? Like, when you go out there, you buy a gallon of milk or whatever. Same price?
You know, some things are more expensive. Some things are... You know, I spent, $150 around here in New Jersey at the supermarket. Spent about the same over there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I mean, it's just...
Would you raise your kids there?
Yeah.
You're saying you would have kids?
I didn't say that.
Okay. All right. Another thing I want to point out, too, to sidetrack a little bit. It's the guy also.
Didn't say that.
Never, you know, I was one of the first. I got hitched. Boom. You know, kids, young.
Mad young.
No kids. I mean, this guy, no kids. No kids still. Turn sideways first. Just your head. Let's just turn the head. That way. Look at that top knot. You know what he hit up in that shit? To get out of trouble, and still the same, the vibe, the feel, the energy. When you move to an island, how does it change, like, vibration-wise? You go from living on the East Coast, super, super duper, just energy's all through the wall, right? People are like crazy, right? Like me. And then, right? And then you go out there, and it's a completely thing. So talk me through that just a little bit.
Yeah, it's just been, Hawaii's been super welcoming. I can't say anything bad about the place. I mean, it's got its problems just like every place else, but for the most part, at least my experience, I love it.
Mm. And you have your cousin out there, right?
I have a cousin out there, yeah. But for what I get out there, I wouldn't trade it for any other place in the world. Wake up outside, sunny, 84.
84 all year?
Pretty much. I mean, you got the beach 10 minutes away, 75, 80 degrees, crystal clear. Wake up in the morning, go in the water, maybe do some work on the house. Then, you know, go to do your job, whatever.
What am I thinking right now? Well, obviously you could tell by the screen. Well, yeah, we both have ADD, so we move a lot. So it's hard to have one of these backgrounds.
You got me a cheap chair, man. It's cheap.
It's a fold. It's a foldable chair. but I will say this, that it's always been like this. The guy's always promoted Hawaii. I remember he would go, we went to college together. He
changed your life.
Tell me how it changed your life.
I mean,
you can tell how the way this guy talks. I mean,
I felt like, you know,
chilling. He's vibing.
New Jersey's great, but the wintertime, man, it kills you. It's rough. Mm-hmm. You're inside. I mean, you can get to like the mountain, ski, but like how often can you do that? Especially like now that like you're old. I mean, I'm old too, but like.
Wait, me?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm old. Yeah,
so like,
I'm old.
You can't just like leave the mountain anytime you want. You gotta like work and stuff. So, I mean, it was rough. Like, I was just like.
Seasonal depression actually got you?
I would say, yeah, seasonal depression. Like, every September, it was like, damn, winter's coming. You know, like,
taking the shades off. He's making me cry. Seasonal depression. Weird, dude. I was like, today, I was like, finally, like, I saw some leaves on the ground. I was like, I'm going to welcome the fall.
But it's just, it's like, I just look at it as like death, you know? Everything's like dying.
Well, look at it this way. It's the leaves are falling down and their death is the remainder. Yes, it's a part of life. But the tree is just shedding the leaves. The energy goes down to the earth. It doesn't go away. It just stays below.
Yeah. But still, man.
This guy's like, living in the tropics in the jungle. He doesn't want to hear my answer.
Yo, I mean, listen, man. Wintertime, there are some people who love wintertime. I'm just not one of those people, you know?
It shocks me because when we would go on, like, you're not a wintertime
person. I love to ski. You know,
He's a talented like, skier. He's
no snowboarding, good. Skiing, you know?
No snowboarding for me. My son tried
that's right.
Once.
My son tried it once.
He did okay. And then when we took him to the top, he was like, nah.
We had some fun ski trips, man. Here, you put those shades back on?
yeah. This is definitely, you know. We've had some fun ski trips. Yeah, it involves some amazing stuff.
And cannabis is a big part of all of them, you know?
Let's go. We'll take a break right there. And we'll talk about how cannabis is a big part. Remember that. It's a big part of what we did, how we are, who we are. So I'm here right now with Christian Pakololo. I'm Johnny Tsunami. This is Christian Pakololo. Be prepared for like special guest appearances that are going to keep coming in from time to time. And we'll be right back after these messages. Planet Pakololo, a less taboo view for you. Talkradio.nyc. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Folks, we're back. It's me, Johnny Tsunami, with Christian Pacololo on the Planet Pacololo Show.
Christian?
No.
We finished on the last break. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Christian is going to be like, he's kind of like the Beetlejuice of the Planet Pacololo. Except he's way more attractive. He's 6'5".
You didn't say my name 3 times in a period.
No, not that Beetlejuice. No. Howard Stern's Beetlejuice.
Oh,
it's a radio show.
Yeah.
There is video, But again, way more attractive. Still alive.
I'd appreciate my cue a little better.
I like that movie. When we finished the last break, we were talking about cannabis, right? So let's just be specific here. Christian Pacololo is not he is not in the cannabis business per se. Okay. He is an advocate.
Yeah.
A proponent.
Yeah.
And a lover. Enthusiast.
Enthusiast, absolutely.
A cannabis connoisseur.
I mean, yeah, it's been like decades, I guess, right?
It's been decades and I've been sifting and tasting.
Yeah, I guess decades, right?
Guava.
Long time, man. Long time.
So... I want to get the go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I can't believe it's legal right now. I leave and then all of a sudden New Jersey becomes recreational legal.
Ironic. He was the guy who I wouldn't say introduced me with because I met Mary Jane before I met Christian. But we both hung out with Mary Jane, you know? So then at the end it became like, wow, you know, who else are you going to hang out with? You have drinking buddies, you have smoking buddies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm proud to say that you are my smoking buddy. He's also... And all jokes aside, he was in my wedding.
Oh, that's right. You're married in the castle.
I gave everybody in my party a really nice card. He cried when I gave it to him.
Well, that's a lie.
I saw tears in his eyes.
That's a lie.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to say it on radio. It's fine if you're a little feel embarrassed or whatever. That just came out. We weren't expecting that.
It's all good. It's all good. It was a very touching letter.
I think it's pretty deep for a guy.
Not very deep, yeah.
We can go deeper?
No, not really.
Okay, all right.
That was weird. I didn't want to go where you're going with that. So I stopped it right there.
So
the industry has professionals, and then we have advocates, people that are the market share, right? People that go and buy cannabis, consume cannabis, try cannabis in all different forms. So it would be important to have somebody on the show that can talk about it.
I call myself an amateur.
Oh, you're beyond amateur. That's fine. You know, you did have a little experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I'm consumer experience through the roof. Through the roof. Once.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, I've kind of removed from that little bit of rice papers and stuff.
I've actually started to switch, too. Yeah, it's very difficult to find Dutch Masters.
He's also a lot younger. How old are you now?
I'm old, man.
30 like what?
36, yeah.
36, I'm 38.
That's right, you're older. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. My beard is darker, but your hair is all there and much longer. Life's a trade-off. You know?
Who knows? I don't know. You could lose a neck tomorrow.
What? My
hair.
Beard?
The hair.
Not you, bro. Ain't happening.
Never
now that he's been to the island, he probably just rubs coconut oil in all over himself, details a car, takes a phone call. What's your what's your girlfriend's name again?
The detailing is very serious.
What's your girlfriend's name again?
Trent.
Trent. Calls up Trent. Trent, I'm oiling up my hair. Come home.
The detail is very serious, though. Like,
he's
kind of a perfectionist.
He's beautiful. Beautiful.
I can't help myself.
If you're in Hawaii and you have a spot in Hawaii and you want to get a dope detail job.
Paint correction.
Or paint correction. Check out his Instagram. It's Christian Paco Lolo. I mean,
it's not a plug. You know, it's all good.
No plug.
But
harmless plug.
But yeah, man, like, you know, it's just like another one of my I would call myself an enthusiast as well.
Very good. So let's look at this. We were driving up on a turnpike, right? Me and him, in a Mercedes wagon, flying at like 85, burning, smoking on the way up to the ski trips. We were talking about ski trips before the break. I'll give him the story. So we get the ski trip. We're on the ski trip, but I'm flying. We get pulled over, state trooper. Oh, God. Car stinks. Reeks. Awesome. He's like, what are you doing?
Guts everywhere.
What are you doing? Pulls us over, puts him on one end of the car, puts me on the other end of the car. I broke down. I'm not even gonna let him make like pull him in. I was like, yo.
You said it. I'm just happy you said it.
I would have said it anyway. I fucking was like, yo. And it was minimal amount. And it was at that day I realized that these guys, even back then, they didn't care. They were thinking it was like 10, 20, maybe 100 pounds, whatever the hell. It was enough for us to be like, go up there and like smoke out. Needless to say, though, he did have, and it's post facto now, so you can't be it. He did have, he had like a half or a quarter or something knotted up.
Yeah, we had a half and we split it. So we had a quarter.
Dude,
and a quarter.
You know how awesome he is that I fucked up. I lost half of it. Plus it was his flower. He had paid for it. And then we really lose half of it. I lose half of it. And then he's got the rest of it. And he still split it with me, dude. That's fucking friendship. And then...
That's tough.
Tested
my friendship right there.
I love you, bro. I fucking love you, bro. But the thing is, that's cannabis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You up on the way.
That was an amazing...
Now I'm going to definitely...
If I can remember, that was an amazing like little batch we had there. It was tasty.
Rub it in.
Taste it. Funny. That was a good time, man. You split us up. Like, try to like pit us against each other. He never said anything, though. So I was like, damn, son. Solid. Solid.
Oh, shit. No, solid. Of course not. I don't work like that. But I'll tell you this much.
You pushed him, too. Definitely pushed him. I was watching.
Officer 4310.
Super Trooper glasses on and all. He was on you.
You were doing a 64, 65. What does he say?
He wasn't a bad guy. No. He was just, you know.
Listen, I went back up because then they forced me to go back to court. So we went all the way up to the mountain. We finished the ski trip. I came back home. And then I go up. I drive all the way up with my skis. because I'm like, fuck it, if I'm going all the way up to Haunted Mountain, because the court was in the middle of nowhere anyway. So I'm like, shoot, I'll go over there, go to Hunter Mountain, side shoot it, you know, smoke a J on the way there, you know. Totally irresponsible. I'm not saying it was the right thing to do. I'm a stupid young kid. But it's not to say that everybody else on the mountain wasn't already fucking doing it there anyway. You know, you get on a gondola. And for those for those of you who, the gondola, right, it's like, a, you know, it's like a ski lift, but instead it's a gazebo.
It's a box.
It's a gazebo.
Yeah.
Shape, I'm saying, geometrically. And then you can put your skis on the outside and you sit in it. How many times do you go up that thing and you're boxing it out? Or how many times he and I have gone up on the mountain
and you're smoking? You smell it everywhere.
You're fine. You're smoking. We smoking whole J's all the way up to the mountain. And then like a bunch of maniacs, we go jump off the mountain and go skiing down. And nobody even gets hurt. So my question, you know, when you think about cannabis and people are like, oh, it affects me, this and that. How does it affect you, bro?
I mean, you got to know your limits, man.
Oh, that's children at home. While we still have the non-mature rating, children at home that may be listening. Remember what he said. What was that one more time?
Know your limits, man.
Know your limits.
You know? I know when I'm... If I can't go down the mountain, yeah, I'm not going to be like, oh, I wonder if I could do this.
Yeah, but the fact is that if you asked somebody who maybe even skis on normal occasion, who doesn't smoke weed, and you had them go up to the top of the mountain, you smoked them out, they might fall down that shit and bad shit would happen. Because they wouldn't even. But organically, for whatever reason, when we introduce that molecule into guys like us, magic happens.
Maybe you just should try weed on the top of a mountain before you ski down.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should. Maybe. Well, no.
Maybe you should go down one time and then come back up and then try it.
Yes.
There you go.
For those of you who would.
I'll stand by that one.
Most people, I think, would probably not, you know, do that anymore.
I don't know.
You know, if you see like a. Everybody at the top of the mountain, though, is probably already smoking weed. So if you're like, you walk up to like the guy who operates the ski lift, you're going to be like, oh, you want to burn one? You're like, yeah, let's go around the back. I'll be right back. Hit the lever. You know it. You know it. I know it. Come on. It's with outdoor sports and stuff like this. Look at Michael Phelps. Look at Usain Bolt.
He got caught. Yeah.
He got caught. Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that.
He took a picture with a bong. Right?
He didn't get caught. He was doing what he was doing,
yeah.
Which is his form of routine to his Olympic. How many gold medals? Nobody will ever break him again.
His man.
The fucking man.
But you know, your figure. There's always an image to uphold.
There's a time, but this is where we say with Planet Paco Lolo, we say in the sub phrase, we say a less taboo view. And the reason is that when you look at a guy like Phelps, he shouldn't have to hide it. Nobody should. The guy's a super athlete. If I could see it, they said it and they go, well, look at the guy. He sucks. No. The guy's amazing.
It's not his fault. It's everybody just, you know, thinks he's bad.
Duly noted. Duly noted, Christian Buckle.
You know, there's still like those people. Like, I still think it's like when I have it, like I'm hiding, you know? And I guess in a sense, that's like thinking it's bad.
Sad. But we're not going to hide anymore.
You know what I mean?
We're not going to hide anymore.
You know, you grew up your whole life and it's always been like, you're so bad. You know, I had Dare back in the day. Remember Dare?
We'll stop there because we'll dare to break into Dare. When we come back, we'll get a little more personal. Finally, I started to peel the onion back. Yes. Johnny Tsunami, Planet Paco Lolo here with Christian Paco Lolo, talkradio.nyc. We'll be right back after these messages.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a cannabis enthusiast, a cannabis professional, or interested in entering the cannabis space? I'm Johnny Tsunami, and this is Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view. On our show, we will discuss the cannabis world through the perspective of various cannabis professionals. Tune in every Thursday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m., Talk Radio NYC, Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, we're back. Johnny Tsunami, Planet Baco Lolo, here with our, I want to say he's actually going to be a co-host at this point. He's not going to be every show, but he's definitely going to be in there periodically.
Maybe I'm going to join you from Hawaii.
You are going to join me from Hawaii. It's Christian Baco Lolo. But I think of Christian as my guy on the street who gives me the pulse, who's telling me what is happening in the cannabis world. I deal with a lot of cannabis professionals, and they are at a certain point always trying to pitch something. In the business world, we're always selling ourselves. It's okay. It's just the way it is. It's part of life. But I also like to stay connected to the consumer, to the marketplace, to the people that love the plant. And that's where Christian Baco Lolo comes in. My man loves the plant.
It's a lovely plant. Always been. It wasn't my favorite at first. Actually, to tell you the truth.
What do you mean?
The hell does that mean? Like, it didn't click right away.
How old were you first time you smoked?
Long time ago. Man, probably. Like my three friends, yeah. Yeah, like maybe 14, 13, something like that. That was my first, at least.
14?
It was the bull 13. Rips. Bull rips, man.
Bull rips. Yeah, tell me what a bull rip is.
Yeah.
A bull rip.
Little $5 bull.
Oh, yeah. A bull. Yeah. I thought you said bull. No. Like, man, what are you guys doing? Fucking demerist and weirdo.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's simple stuff. Some schwaggle weed. Schwaggle rock.
Oh, my God. In the show summary, I actually wrote, it's just so funny that we didn't even talk about the show summary, and now these things are coming out naturally anyway, which is freaking weird. Dro. Kush. Let's go over some of like the names.
I've heard those in a long time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Throw some other ones out there.
Man.
Old school shit. I could guess your
favorite. I mean, from New Jersey, it's like I can't really think of many from New Jersey.
No, none from New Jersey. I'm not saying they're from New Jersey. Just, you know, throw out like the old school terminology.
I think what was in Miami was like fire and like what was the other one? There's like two, man.
Wait a second.
It's different everywhere.
Of course it's different everywhere.
Yeah. But different
everywhere. So you're 13.
Jersey, I can't remember that. I can't think of that many other than like Dro. And
that's what I'm saying. Dro, Regs.
The Regs. I haven't heard that in so long. I forgot that existed.
Actually, and I probably said this before, but like first time ever, Mexico now has California weed because they're worried about people smuggling Cali weed into Mexico because Mexicans are like, fuck your brick weed, sucks.
I mean, I guess what California is grows the best weed,
yeah. Dude, it's a microcosm of deliciousness for the cannabis plant. So what are you going to say? No. Doesn't matter. That's why they went out there to grow it in the first place. Or anything else for that matter. It's just a beautiful area to grow agriculture.
It's a tough area.
As all things are, if you want to have the reward, Poppy.
Man. I mean, I don't know about much about that stuff. I'm more like a... maybe I'll grow to my closet kind of dude, you know. But like,
I bet you I can guess your favorite plant.
I mean...
I know your favorite cannabis plant. No, I'm going to say it. Then you're going to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Granddaddy Perp.
It's up there, yeah, definitely. It's definitely Perp. I've never really had... I guess it's real, but Purple Haze, you know, some really, really good Purple Haze.
You mean you never had Purple
Haze? Yeah.
What do you mean you never had Purple
Haze? I've never really, you know... Everybody always labels things and things like that, but you know, I'm not sure I've ever really truly had it.
Why?
I don't know, man. You know how it is.
What do you think I like?
You know, it's a new world where everything's labeled and regulated, but like, it was just whatever the dude said, you know?
Yeah, you can write on anything on it. Be like,
whatever the dude says.
This is Funky Monkey.
Yeah, man.
Like, whoa, man, it's Funky Monkey. Like, get me so high. I was like literally,
the 100 times, maybe like I picked up Granddaddy Purse, I'd say maybe 50 of them were actually Granddaddy Purse.
I thought you grew your own Granddaddy Purse.
Well, oh, that was a long time ago.
How much did you yield out of that little closet?
I guess I had a little beginner's luck for the first one.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, I would call it beginner's luck because it just went well. Mm-hmm. And everything was like tasty. Even like after the hard part of curing.
What'd you get?
We have... Oh yeah, can I say that?
Post facto.
I mean, it's a long time ago, I guess. But, you know, for an amateur, I would say I did pretty good. It was more than like, you know, what I would read in like High Times and things like that, but...
I remember one time I came over as John Phillips and Johnny, help me out here, brother. You threw me into a dead zone. No, I remember I came over his house for a ski trip, and it was like an early morning thing because you want to get there early. You don't want to get to the mountain. You want to at least get to the house and get the most out of it. And I go into his house, or I go into the garage in the basement where his parents' house. And there's like a weed plant just hanging out on the coffee table in his room, you know.
Yeah.
And then his dad walked by, he looked at it, and it's pretty cool. I don't know how my parents would be. You know,
I was like old enough by that point, but I mean, I'm sure if like I was like 18, 17, 16, they'd be like, yo, I'd get hit with like a bell or something. Be like, yo, what is this, man?
Truth be told, I mean, would you rather be, I don't know, be enjoying your own hard fruits and labors or deal with the risk of dealing with, you know, the illicit market? Because there's obviously a risk there, which now when you segued into cannabis now, I guess it's a good thing that you have the option.
It was never for the market, though.
No, I know. It was for you. I'm just saying that if you went to the illicit market to get cannabis for yourself, that's more of a risk. I mean, you know, you just be at home, you got your cannabis, what his son said to you. Many states that go rec, they allow you to grow.
Yeah.
The cannabis. Of course, I don't know how people follow the rules or how they keep track of that. I'm sure it's very wishy-washy. But then again, it might get to a point where there's going to be so much of it, cannabis, that
what,
is.
What are you saying? Just grow your own?
You should be allowed to grow your own. But then it comes into the issue.
Can you grow it all in Jersey now? Is it actually the
they didn't law? They didn't let that out yet.
Is it actually taking place? Can you actually recreationally?
There's recreation now. They are granted certain titles, and they're still waiting on a whole bunch of other applications to go through. You know, we're a very bureaucratic state.
Yeah, tell me about it. As an outsider, you're like, I don't even want to hear about it because there's just so much stuff.
This is part of the reason why I went to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much stuff. There's just like forms and non-guarantees and a lot of hope, but feel like you have to know somebody.
Yeah. Put that right in front of you because it looks cool.
That's just an outsider, you know. I'm just an amateur, though.
Yes, you said that already.
Yeah.
But you do reflect the market. A lot of people smoke cannabis, ingest cannabis. What's your favorite? You're an indica guy.
No, Stia.
Granddaddy Perp is not.
It's just because it's my favorite doesn't mean I do it all day long.
Okay. So he knew that it was medicine back then. That's why I'm going to give you credit. See, didn't know how to pick it. A lot of people, they just get whatever, you know. But he is, I would say, a connoisseur for sure.
You know, High Times, man. High Times helped a lot.
He did have a High Times subscription.
Yeah. You know, I just kept reading. That was like the only thing I did read. That and like some book back in like eighth grade. I think I remember the name. Probably called like The Pearl. Yeah, something like that.
John Steinbeck.
Boom. I don't think I actually read it.
That is middle school though. But again, chilling on a patio out in Hawaii, loving life, taking in the waves. Beautiful out there. God.
Still a lot of work, man. Still a lot of work, man.
Don't fucking cry to me.
You know, like the house, you know, it's just a lot of learning, a lot of work, like a lot of stuff that I never thought I could do, but
we're only a couple of years apart, 2 years apart. I got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old and this guy's complaining to me about, I got a push from brick and mortar.
Yeah. You want it to look good. And you know, I don't want to do
it's the world's smallest violin.
I don't want to do a bad job, you know? I would like to learn and figure it out.
See the energies. I want to do it right. I respect it. I do. So you come out to the East Coast. I'm trying to get this to my audience right now.
That's something big too, man. You need to be able to do stuff yourself on the island.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah. It's not like
I would love it.
Everything's just readily available.
How would I convince my wife?
She
knows my wife, obviously.
That's a tough one right there.
I did convince her that we were going to, you know, sell the house.
It was easy for me, man, when I was trying to buy a house. Because Jersey was just property taxes. And it's hard to leave the area we were from.
Is Trenton from New Jersey?
Yeah. I mean, for a long time, but not originally.
What part?
Jersey City.
Got it. Two city people. Two city birds. Let's call them two city birds. Sitting on a...
Yo, dog, you ain't a bird.
What animal would you like me to use?
I don't know.
You know, 'cause birds.
People say they rarely see me, so, you know, like a... elusive snow leopard.
Two elusive snow leopards.
Yeah.
Trent will say yes to this as well. She'll like it. Let me go back. Yeah, then you could play it to her later. So let me really.
What's that supposed to do?
Two elusive snowbirds.
I didn't say snowbird. I said snow leopard.
Take two. Two snow leopards. One snow leopard.
You gotta ask her what her animal is, you know?
Well, it would have to be one that would want to go on a journey with a snow leopard. Because if it was anything else, I would assume it would be snow leopard food. Well, we'll ask Trent when we go, we'll write that one down. What animal would Trend B. Okay, we're going to write that down because the next time, you know, well, we have one more 15-minute segment.
You didn't really write that down.
I did. Johnny Tsunami. This is Planet Paco Lolo, a less taboo view. I'm here with Christian Paco Lolo. He's giving us the Lolo on all things Hawaii and chill and zen and cannabis. A dear friend of mine, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's talkradio.nyc. Take a little break.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, live, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey guys, we're back. I'm here with Christian Paco Lolo on Planet Paco Lolo. Christian!
What's up?
That's the epitome of what we're trying to say here. It took me 16, 17 words to say what's up. And he just went to it. What's up?
Not like that, but yeah. Something like that.
No, see, I even added that. It wasn't necessary.
Hand gestures were necessary. But I feel it.
That's the Italian it. Coming out.
I see.
Of course, for him, it's the island, man. The Aloha State.
Oahu, right? Yeah,
Oahu. We'll say this now, in February, Planet Paco Lolo, if we're still going, if my producer, Sam, doesn't want to like kick me off the network. Kidding, Sam. I love you, bro. That, you know, we go to Oahu. And we do a special edition Planet Paco Lolo in Oahu.
You can host me.
No, you would be hosting me because you're the you would be the host because you.
I could host you, host me.
You could host me and my family.
And then you'd be hosting me.
On the show, yes, because, you know, we live in a world now where technology allows us to be everywhere.
That's true. It's true. It's a marvelous thing. Sometimes it's not great.
We like to finish the last segment of the show with what's the message that you want to try to tell people? You know, obviously tonight we talked a lot about just being friends and being jovial. And I actually had a special place because in all honesty, there's one person that really just is one of my cannabis bros. Is my man, Christian. He's never deviated. He's always been like, there's a lot of people like babbling all kinds of riffraff and shit. And it's just the guy's kept it to a very basic thing. He's a man of his word. It's very simple principles. And yet he lives by those principles and it brings him a happy life, a peaceful life. What we want is to be peaceful and content, right?
A lot of weed and a lot of steaks. Yeah.
Funny you say that, actually.
Yeah.
We've already had the cannabis, and we'll be having the steaks already.
Yeah.
I did a little salt bay. Can't see my arm. Salt bay, like that. And pepper. Just pepper. I know you're going to say, why did you do pepper? You should have done pepper.
Did I say that?
You okay with pepper? I got some peps.
I've evolved in my years. I can add some things to the steak now. I
mean, we could also swing around the corner and pick up some La Crema.
Oh, I was bringing it way back. Some Benjamins.
Or I could show you something new. Okay.
Let's try them. I'll try it.
No, but he's
not a big drinker. Still, but I appreciate it.
That's what I was waiting for.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That's what I was waiting for. True cannabis advocate. Like if you were going to open up a cannabis dispo.
Yeah.
No alcohol allowed.
Yeah. It's generally not. I mean, alcohol alone can be a little troublish. I mean, some people it's like all fun and jovial, but like alcohol and weed can get bad too, you know? You just got to know your limits, but there's no need for alcohol in the weed scene, you know?
Definitely not. Definitely not. When there's enough alcohol spots anyway.
I mean, you know, some people like to drink and smoke, but you know, from my personal feel, I would just, you know, keep it simple. I don't want to alter the effect of it. Yeah.
Let's take that in for a second, folks, because we know I keep it simple. What was the thing you take it in?
Hmm?
What did you say? I keep it simple.
Oh, dude, you can't ask me to repeat something I said 5 seconds ago.
Damn stupid oil.
No.
You said keep it simple.
Just keep it simple, man. I don't really have like a message, you know? Just like, you know, everybody's got their own thing. And that's it, man. Just keep it real to yourself.
You see, that's it. This is where we look at and we say, listen, it's not all a one. Okay, life is not just, oh, it's all East Coast, it's all West Coast. Or maybe they say the grass is not greener on the other side or something, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I believe, tell me how you feel about this one. The grass is not greener on the other side. It's where you plant the seed and put the fertilizer. How do you feel about that?
I like it. Yeah.
I like it. That. Okay. So this is what we find is that we have to be a happy medium. He had a calling to go. So I guess part of the message that's to the audience today is that if you ever haven't been to Hawaii, you've got to go.
Oh, absolutely. Got to visit.
You've got to visit Hawaii. And if you need a tour guide, he's your man.
I know he's going to be my tour guide.
Can't wait to come back, dude. The last time we were together there was quite some
time. That was a long time, man.
This time I'm bringing my wife and kids. How crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy.
But we're going
to
go.
This guy used to brag to me about how he can ride a motorcycle. And then we got on a moped. First thing he does is go down.
There was a lot of pine needles on that corner.
Good times.
And have you know that I did just finish a ride 1,500 miles in Mexico, okay?
Met a lovely law enforcement officer from Hawaii. He was super helpful, super friendly. I was
worried about what we were about to throw up.
Yeah, he was a super nice dude, man.
Oh, yeah. So we were in Hawaii. So, you know, we get the mopeds and I spin out or whatever. I come around this corner.
Middle of nowhere. It's been though.
Not in the middle of nowhere. It was a corner and it was like shit on the ground. Go down, slash up my knee, all kinds of road shit in it. Had to go to the hospital. Again, you know, keep it simple.
Keep it simple, man.
Should have rented the fucking Jeep Wrangler from the beginning.
Yeah. It was more fun with the mopeds, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it was an experience.
Listen, we rented the Jeep Wrangler at the end. You drove off with it and left me on the beach in the middle of nowhere, crippled with that Indian kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a really nice guy, by the way.
Super nice dude.
I'll see you later, bro.
He's doing good. I hope he's doing good.
But at that, I don't know. I don't remember his name, but I know this.
I remember his name. He's a good dude, man.
What was his name?
I mean, I don't want to say it.
Why not?
What if he does something like, you know, that's, you know, and, you know, it's a weed podcast and, you know, I say his name in a weed podcast.
Enough said, dude.
Enough said, man. I'm still scared of it. You know, it's still a very scary proposition to me, you know, all this recreational and legalization. And it's hard to believe. That's all.
It is hard to believe, but it's happening. We're moving forward, not backwards, that's for sure.
Can't believe I actually have it in my lifetime, too, to tell you the truth.
It happened in your lifetime, and literally it happened when you went to Hawaii. All these years that you were here in New Jersey. But do you think it would have made a difference to you anyway?
In terms of, I mean, it was...
Maybe more relaxed, I'm saying, because, you know, like, legally, you'd be not have to worry about it.
I mean...
I think that would be nice.
It feels good. It's still like you just can't shake that feeling.
You mean even after they legalize it?
Yeah. I mean, it would have to be like federally legalized everywhere you go.
90 years old, we're going to be sitting on the porch like this, dude. You and me in Hawaii like this.
For me to give up that feeling, like, you know.
Be like, hey.
Whatever.
Somebody smoke weed. All the cops.
You smell it everywhere. I mean, everywhere you go, you kind of smell it. It's kind of actually nice. It's a definitely big change of pace.
They're saying for one of the first times ever that college kids are consuming more cannabis than they are for alcohol and tobacco.
I mean, I guess it's, you know, maybe I would say it's good, but, you know.
I would say it's good too, man. Do you think?
I remember high school, like college. People used to consume alcohol like crazy, man. Like I never understood how they could do it, but yeah, I mean, look at gallons of like just beer after beer after beer, more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. I'm over there like, hey, man.
You know, like, see, look at this. So he smokes flour. He you know, he eats fruits and vegetables.
More like a steak and rice kind of guy.
Okay, steak and rice kind of guy.
Yeah,
but he doesn't gorge. He's not a gorger.
No, you eat when you're hungry. You know what I mean?
Again, folks, for those of you who look at cannabis as part of the health and wellness group, which I do, I think it doesn't have to be in everybody's everyday routine, but it can be, and there's value in it. And you know,
how many days do you think you smoke straight?
Like, I'll take periodically. I'll take like a couple of days off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. You give your body a nice little shock.
I think it's been probably every day for years.
Mm.
Years. And well, maybe some more years.
Christian, my brother, for being an inspiration to the show and being the first live person in the studio. The next time we see this gentleman is going to be out in February when Planet Pakalolo goes live to Oahu. It's been a pleasure talking to Christian Pakalolo, a big inspiration and somebody you're going to see from time to time on the show. Christian, thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me, man.
My absolute pleasure. The next time that we get together, it'll be on the beautiful island. I'm Johnny Tsunami. This is Christian Pakalolo, Planet Pakalolo, a less taboo view. Take care, everyone. Talkradio.nyc. Have a great night.
Please.
We do one of these. The shotgun. Sure.
Run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.